Back at the hotel, as you unpack your suitcase, try and put your knowledge into practice. Remember, the victim of the verb rule only affects endings for the masculine singular. Okay, if coat is der Mantel, think of the English mantle or cloak, and rain is der Regen, work out the German for raincoat.
Der Regenmantel.
Der Regenmantel. And if hat is der Hut, how would you say, I have unpacked my raincoat and rain hat?
Ich habe meinen Regenmantel und meinen Regenhut ausgepackt.
Ich habe meinen Regenmantel und meinen Regenhut ausgepackt. Scarf is der Schal, that's capital S-C-H-A-L, Schal, and warm is warm. Using mitbringen, what about, I have brought a warm scarf with me.
Ich habe einen warmen Schal mitgebracht.
Ich habe einen warmen Schal mitgebracht. Gut. It's pouring with rain is es regnet in Strömen. Literally, it's raining in streams. In case is the link word falls. And falls triggers the vowel situation. So try to work out in case it pours with rain.
Falls es in Strömen regnet.
Falls es in Strömen regnet. Now, if umbrella is der Regenschirm, how would you say, I have packed an umbrella?
Ich habe einen Regenschirm eingepackt.
Ich habe einen Regenschirm eingepackt. And the whole sentence now, I have packed an umbrella in case it pours with rain.
Ich habe einen Regenschirm eingepackt, falls es in Strömen regnet.
Ich habe einen Regenschirm eingepackt, falls es in Strömen regnet. Sehr gut gemacht. It's common in German to start a sentence with a less important clause. For example, falls es regnet, or as we have practiced before, wenn du eine Rede hältst, if you make a speech. This triggers a change in the word order. So starting with falls es regnet, you'll continue with the inversion, habe ich einen Regenschirm eingepackt. Let's hear Julius say it for us.
Falls es regnet, habe ich einen Regenschirm eingepackt.
Note that either side of your pause, which is where you have to write a comma, there is a verb. Falls es regnet, comma, habe ich einen Regenschirm eingepackt. Think of this as the verb, comma, verb situation. This situation occurs whenever you start your sentence with a link word such as weil, da, das, and wenn, which we've seen in action so far. There are many others to meet in the future. Okay, using der Pulli, sweater, pullover, try, I packed a warm pullover in case it's cold, splitting that up. I packed a warm pullover.
Ich habe einen warmen Pulli eingepackt.
Ich habe einen warmen Pulli eingepackt. And now adding, in case it's cold.
Falls es kalt ist.
Falls es kalt ist. Now, reverse the clause order to say, in case it's cold, I've packed a warm pullover.
Falls es kalt ist, habe ich einen warmen Pulli eingepackt.
Falls es kalt ist, comma, habe ich einen warmen Pulli eingepackt. Well done. You know, you're juggling with several rules here simultaneously. You're mastering the vowel situation using falls. You're coping with the inversion of clauses, and you've even got a victim of the verb, den warmen Pulli, in that sentence too. Ausgezeichnet. Okay, a smart suit for a gentleman is der Anzug. That's capital A-N-Z-U-G, Anzug. Can you now work out what a trouser suit for a woman would be? Yes, ein Hosenanzug. A shoe is der Schuh, that's capital S-C-H-U-H, plural, die Schuhe. So if gloves are literally handshoes in German, and adding that look-alike word for hand, work out what gloves could be.
Handschuhe.
Right. Julia asks Julius, did you pack your dark blue suit for the concert?
Hast du deinen dunkelblauen Anzug für das Konzert eingepackt?
Hast du deinen dunkelblauen Anzug für das Konzert eingepackt? Okay, and if to go clubbing is in die Nachtclubs gehen, what about and your light green trousers in case we go clubbing?
Und deine hellgrüne Hose, falls wir in die Nachtclubs gehen.
Und deine hellgrüne Hose, falls wir in die Nachtclubs gehen. Listen to Julius's answer.
Den dunkelblauen Anzug habe ich eingepackt.
The dark blue suit I've packed. Note how German promotes what it likes to emphasize to the beginning of the sentence. And here, in the masculine singular victim of the verb form.
Den dunkelblauen Anzug habe ich eingepackt.
Did you spot how this causes ich and habe to swap places? Once again, please, Julius.
Den dunkelblauen Anzug habe ich eingepackt.
Now imagine Julius asking Julia, did you bring along your elegant trouser suit?
Hast du deinen eleganten Hosenanzug mitgebracht?
Hast du deinen eleganten Hosenanzug mitgebracht? Now, if matching is passend, blouse is die Bluse, and interview is das Interview, how would you say, and the matching blouse for the interview?
Und die passende Bluse für das Interview?
Und die passende Bluse für das Interview? Could you now add, and in case you go swimming, did you bring your little red bikini with you? Let's break that up. And in case you go swimming.
Und falls du schwimmen gehst.
Und falls du schwimmen gehst. Right. Remembering to follow the verb, comma, verb rule, add, did you bring your little red bikini with you? Bikini is der Bikini. And in German, using mitnehmen, you'll say, did you your little red bikini with take?
Hast du deinen kleinen roten Bikini mitgenommen?
Hast du deinen kleinen roten Bikini mitgenommen? Very good. And putting both parts together now. And in case you go swimming, did you bring your little red bikini with you?
Und falls du schwimmen gehst, hast du deinen kleinen roten Bikini mitgenommen?
Und falls du schwimmen gehst, hast du deinen kleinen roten Bikini mitgenommen.
Julius, zieh mich nicht wieder auf. Du weißt, dass ich einen grünen Badeanzug und keinen roten Bikini habe.
Julius, stop teasing her again. Even I know she has a green bathing suit, einen grünen Badeanzug and no little red bikini.